boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I love playing mom. I'm cosplaying as a mom today, bringing things for my child Destiny to work.
I am pretty much a child all the time.
Here's the thing. You know me. I love a craft. I love a DIY. So over the weekend, I saw these like blank trucker hats when I was at a craft store. I was like, ooh, I kind of want to make a fun Those Girls hat, especially with farmers markets coming up. Mm-hmm. Your girl loves to wear a hat when I have to be up early in the morning for farmers market season. So I was like, okay, this will be so much fun. It'll be a good craft for me. I've never painted a hat before. And immediately I go, I got to make one for Destiny. I can't make a Those Girls hat just for myself. Nope. Show up to a farmer's market and then have this woman yell at me.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that is my motherly instinct coming out. So what did I do? I made you a dang hat. And then I brought you the dang hat today to wear and to enjoy.
Because I would throw a toddler tantrum.
No, I know. I know you would. And that's why I think that is the first motherly instinct I've ever had in my life.
It's because you know. You don't want to hear the toddler tantrum.
You can't give one kid a candy bar and not the other.
Mm-hmm.
You got to give it to them both. And today, that was my candy bar for you.
And then you knew to also, you had to go talk to Loretta.
Mm-hmm.
Because Loretta also loves to show off Those Girls' merch.
Mm.
And you were like, all right, Loretta, what do you want now?
I'll place the order.
Do you want a hat?
I'm just trying to please the masses here with my homemade hats.
Because me and Loretta love to throw a toddler tantrum.
I'm learning to get ahead of it, you know?
I just got to ask. We're in our terrible twos.
Exactly.
So a little under a week away, I get to go see Post Malone in concert, and I'm so freaking excited.
I'm surprised you maybe we're too far out still, but you haven't really talked about it that much.
Because I don't allow myself.
Oh.
So a toxic trait about myself is that I don't allow myself to get excited about things until literally at the moment of the event or whatever, then I'm allowed to get excited. I've just had a lot of things fail in life. That's
okay,
the sad part
well,
of it all.
That, there's your trauma dump today. God.
It only took till 3:04 of the show for Destiny to trauma dump. Anyways, so that's why I haven't talked much about it because I'm not allowed to be excited. Anyways, so we talked on Monday about I wanted to have shirts for this Post Malone concert. I wanted to make them myself. I'm gonna try my best with a Cricut machine. I'm still an amateur, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We asked you for ideas, and Loretta came up with one, which was I would have a shirt that says Postie is my hall pass, and the neighbor man would say, yes, please take her.
Mm-hmm.
He really likes that one. So I think we're gonna go with it. I'm gonna attempt to make these shirts this weekend.
I am so excited about this.
Really?
I told you I loved this idea because it's like the I'm with stupid shirts, but like elevated.
Elevated stupid.
Elevated. I'm picturing a gorgeous Instagram photo.
Okay.
So
what do you know that I don't know?
I think it's got the great Instagram potential.
I can't wait to post it in all my groups, my Post Malone post posting.
Yeah. Well, just know people are going to steal your idea then.
Great, but I did it first.
Yeah, well,
just know
go.
To credit me.
Do it after you've done it.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on.
With Those Girls in the Afternoon.
Everybody's talking about
it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I want you to picture this. You're freshly out of college and you score an interview for your dream job. So you're like, oh my gosh, I have to dress to the nines. I have to ace this because this is what I want to do. You get to the interview and you realize it's AI.
Like the person interviewing is AI?
Yes.
Okay.
And then you get rejected by AI.
Oh.
This is actually happening. Obviously, we've seen AI taking different shapes all over the place. Now, yeah. there's this guy going viral for this literally happening to on TikTok right now. He's 25. His name's Leo. He didn't expose what company it was that was using AI for this interview, but he said it was a large national brand looking for a news reporter, and this is his dream job. So he found out it was a video interview. He got all dressed up. He put on his best suit. People are kind of wondering if it was staged since he was filming the entire thing, but if maybe he's documenting it. He's documenting his whole life on TikTok. So the interview starts and he immediately realizes that's an AI voice, because you can still, even as good as it is, you can still kind of tell. And then it was very apparent when the AI started glitching. And it was saying the same line over and over and over again. It eventually fixed itself, but at that point, the interview was over. It thanked him for answering its questions, even though they never got to any questions because the AI was glitching. Got a lot of great information from him, and then he got a follow-up email less than an hour after.
Oh, whoa, no.
Uh-huh, that said, "Hi, Henry," which is not his name. Reminder, his name is Leo.
Oh, no.
"Hi, Henry. It was a pleasure meeting you yesterday." It was an hour ago.
No.
"And learning about your background, goals, and passion for storytelling." It even said that he had wonderful energy, but then the email let him know that they had unfortunately decided he was not right for the position.
What I would have done in that moment is call somebody at that company.
You would hope.
And be like, "I would like to clarify whether or not I truly was denied for this position, because one, an email an hour and a half is oddly suspicious. A day is fine, but an email
had the wrong name on it.
An hour and a half should not happen."
Yeah.
And then also with the wrong name is also suspicious.
The whole thing, he didn't even get to answer any questions. I would get it if, like, you got to answer some questions and it's AI interacting with you. I feel like I would be less nervous about that. And then maybe somebody reviewed your responses just to make it quicker.
As someone who loves ChatGPT and is loving this kind of stuff, I'm going to tell you right now, I think this is a horrible idea.
You hate it.
Yeah, because you could probably give it all the prompts you want,
yeah.
right? Yeah, I'm looking for this. I'm looking for that. But there's a lot of things that you can see in that Zoom interview.
That AI can't.
And that the AI can't see, right? Or that you can find out about a person that I'm sure AI could not. Or that it's going to ask those questions, but when that person responds, AI might not know to ask a different question that you didn't think to ask. You know what I'm saying? Like, just having that conversation with someone. Sometimes you ask a different question that's not normally in your interview.
Yeah, it wasn't planned.
Right, but you're just starting to learn that person and you want to get to know them. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And so I feel like you should have those interviews should be one-on-one with person. And also, for that person, I wouldn't want to take a position with a company who's doing AI interviews, because that's telling me a lot about the company.
Yeah, that they
you're
don't.
Just you're half-button everything.
Only thing that I can think of is that they purposely used AI. They purposely had it glitch to see how they reacted to technology failing. Because
maybe
that reaction, if you start swearing and punching the keyboard, you're not the right fit.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I think everybody's got a fear of, like, accidentally disrupting a company meeting, whether that's like your phone going off with a text message or phone call, or accidentally showing up late. So now you have to walk past every single person and everybody's watching you.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I almost made it worse today when we were having a company meeting. And I'm dead center in the room. And the entire time I have to go to the bathroom. It's like your mom always harassed you when you were younger to go to the bathroom before we have to go on this road trip. Or you got to go. And yet I didn't go before this 1 hour long meeting. And so I had to sit there. And I'm about to pee myself. And I'm in the center of the room. I'm like, there's nowhere for me to escape. Because if I get up, I disrupt everybody in this room. Not only will I disrupt all my coworkers, guarantee the key speaker will probably get, like, messed up. Like, he's going to lose it.
Distracted.
100%.
Yeah.
So the whole time I had to just mess with my hair to kind of distract myself.
Dude, I feel like this is also an issue in college lectures. I don't know if you ever sat in a big lecture hall. Mm-hmm. I did at Iowa, and you'd sit in the middle and you're like, do I disrupt this entire class by getting up and excuse me? I'm so sorry. Or do I sit here and do I suffer the rest of the class?
Well, like, let's be honest. Like, when somebody gets up and goes to the bathroom like that, do you ever think thoughts in your head? Like, come on now.
Oh, 100%. And then you want to take overthinking to the next level. Mm-hmm. As the person that gets up to go to the bathroom, you're like, do I even bother going back in? Because then I have to re-disrupt by sneaking past everybody. And then if you take too long, people are like, oh, that was fake.
Yeah.
They're taking a phone call on the toilet.
No, 100%. And then even if you do get up, the whole time they're thinking, oh, when's Taylor coming back?
Mm-hmm.
It's been a while. Did she fall in? Is she okay?
What'd she eat?
Right. So no matter, even if you do, like, if you do get up, you are distracting them. You have to stay there the whole time and hope to God you don't pee yourself.
Pack your diapers next time. We had like a company meeting earlier today, and you said the entire time you were thinking about, oh my gosh, should I get up and interrupt this all to go to the bathroom?
Mm-hmm.
I also was overthinking myself in my seat, sitting right behind you, Destiny. I was overthinking touching my hair. Let me tell you why.
I was also touching my hair.
Okay. I touch my hair a lot as is because it's just what I do, especially when I get nervous. Uh-huh. Not that I was feeling nervous, but I got nervous anytime I accidentally would go to touch my hair. I was like, oh no, are they going to think that I'm raising my hand? And then you have the awkward uh-huh. moment of, oh uh-huh. yes, we have a question over here. And you're like, actually, no, I did not have a question uh-huh. in fact. Or in one of those moments where they're like, does anybody want to share, or who has an idea on this thing? Uh-huh. And you're like, well, I don't know. I don't want to share on mm-hmm. that thing. I have no idea. I was overthinking everything I was doing with my hands. I wish you would have turned around, because the way that I was playing with the hair tie on my wrist, I'm like, I got to keep my arms down so it doesn't look like I'm volunteering.
Same. I was playing with my hair, and there was a couple things about that. I play with it when I get like nervous, or I just like I use it as also a way to concentrate too. It's kind of like a fidget spinner.
My hair is
a fidget spinner.
Okay? It is.
And so I was overthinking it in another way that I was like, okay, there are the bosses behind me. Do they think I'm twirling my hair and I'm like, I'm too good for this meeting? That is not the case. Mm. My hair, again, is a fidget spinner. My hair is a way for me to concentrate, not a way for me to be like, I'm too good. And I was afraid that they think that, you know, that they're like, oh my God, all she do is twirling her hair. She doesn't care about this meeting. That is not the case. But that's what I was afraid that they were thinking, because I was twirling my hair the whole time. So I was overthinking that. Number two is that when you were saying people were going to think that you were raising your hair, at one point I was messing with my bangs, and I think the speaker did think I was raising my hands, but I was messing with my bangs. Luckily, sorry, Claire, from the Morning Scramble was right in front of me. And she was right in front of me, and he goes, oh, so do you have a question, or oh, do you want to comment about this? But I was playing with my bangs, and I start sinking down in my chair because I'm like, uh-oh, I don't have anything to say about this. Luckily, Claire thinks that he is talking about her, and she goes, I'll say this. And I'm like, thank God she took it for me.
Dude.
Go, girl. Say what you need to say, because I got nothing.
This all comes from high school when the teacher uh-huh. says, anybody want to share? And everybody looks away. You're like, I can't look away too much, but I can't make eye contact because uh-huh. then they're going to call on me. When do we grow out of this?
Never. Because the whole time when you'd be like, does anybody have anything? I was like, oh, I'm going to look down at my hair. Oh, I got hair on my pants. Yeah, let me pluck that off. So he don't call on me.
Because
I don't want to speak in front of the whole room. I speak in front of all these coworkers every day long, but in this moment, I don't want to speak in front of them because I don't want to say something stupid in front of them. That's why.
Oh.
I just don't want to look like an idiot in front of all of them, even though I do it every single day.
And I'll sit there and twirl my hair like a dummy dum dum, but I don't want to talk.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
We're becoming the weed yard.
Ew.
Well, I shouldn't say yard. I shouldn't say yard.
I don't know why this company don't hire me to do it. I'll do it.
You enjoy picking weeds?
No.
Oh.
I ain't going down there.
Why? You just offered. Why are you acting like I'm crazy?
Whoa. No, the company can buy me some things and I'll go out there. Mm. Let's talk about it. I believe there's like a little thing. It's got a stick. and it's like a little grabber, right? And it grabs the weed out of the yard.
Well, I'm not talking about the grass. I'm talking about this little garden or landscaping.
Yeah.
There's some weeds. Does it work in those places?
Yeah, you're talking about in the grass?
Talking about right outside my window here. Yes. I see weeds.
You know, like the it's you to help you like pick up your things off the ground. It's usually if you can't bend over.
Okay.
Okay. It's like that, I believe, but you can it can grab the weed out of the ground.
Mm.
Or, you know, you get the big old green thing and you put, I think it's like weed killer, and it looks like a little mower, right? But then it goes and it sprays it everywhere. I would love to do the yard work here for this company. I mean, I've been mowing. And you know what? And luckily, we got flat ground here.
Yeah.
Why don't they hire me?
Because I think you said yesterday, you told me that you gave up on mowing over the weekend, that you did part of the yard.
I did half the yard, but we got hills now, Taylor. Come on. This company ain't got nothing. I could do it. Hire me. I want extra pay, though.
That's what hire me means.
Yeah, well, yeah. I was not going to do it for free. No, no, no.
I'd love to see it. Go ahead.
I got my own mower, and I officially, over the weekend, have my own weed whacker.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess they only have to buy me stuff to get the weeds out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll do it.
And then pay me for emotional support, because I have to hear her complain about it. How she's tired and sweaty.
Mm-hmm. But then you get to do the Taylor window update with the most beautiful lawn brought to you by Destiny.
Confidence.
This is Destiny did the lawn.
I think you should get a shot at it just once.
Well, I don't know why they don't let me.
Well, there's a lot of reasons.
Well, probably because they're more afraid that one day I'll accidentally mow over my own leg or something. I don't know.
You are a liability. I do believe. Yeah. You are.
Or that I'll accidentally mow over a coworker or something. What was that wrong text message or wrong photo that you sent to somebody, but you really actually meant to send to somebody else? We want to know what that text message was or that photo at 319-200-1029. I accidentally sent the wrong picture to Taylor last night.
Yeah. I don't know if that was a first, but the funniest part is that I didn't realize that it was an accident.
And I didn't realize it until, like, honestly, like 20 minutes later. But I sent a picture of Fat Mochi and our dog Evie in the window. They were greeting me when I got home, and you laughed at it.
You had sent me a picture before that, by the way. I think you showing
it was
me
the shed.
Your shed was finished, and then you immediately sent me a second picture of your pets, like, waiting in the window. So I reacted to both of them.
And then I was like, OMG, that photo was not supposed to go to you. But enjoy. I meant to send that photo to a neighbor man. And I'm like, thank God that was a photo I sent to you, not something else.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, I'd be sending him ugly photos of me or, you know, stupid memes I see on the internet. Even earlier today, we talked about this at the beginning of the show. You made a hat for me, and I took a photo of it because I'm so proud of it to send to neighbor man. And again, I accidentally almost hit send to you. What is wrong with me?
Here's the thing. This is inside exclusive. Our names are not similar. They're neighbor man's real name.
Nope.
So why is this happening?
I think it's because you can have chats pinned at the very top of Messenger.
Yeah.
And you two are pinned right next to each other. Mm. But y'all have been pinned right next to each other this entire time. So I don't know why all of a sudden I'm slipping up.
Mm. I volunteer as tribute. You can remove me.
Why? Because you want me to stop texting you?
Well, maybe. Horribly, horribly embarrassing to realize, oh my God, I just sent that text to the wrong person or that picture to the wrong person. And we want to know when you had that moment at 319-200-1029. Jenna, what happened to you?
A wrong text message, but I didn't send it.
Uh-oh.
It was actually my roommate at the time. So my name's Jenna, and her friend's name is Jenna.
Mm-hmm.
And she sent it, she meant to send it to her friend Jenna, but said, oh my gosh, I hate my roommate Jenna. She's the worst. Like, this whole big long paragraph about how much she hates me. And then about 10 minutes later, she realized her mistake and was like, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to send that. It's like, yeah, it's too late.
Oh my God. Were you like, okay, I'm moving out. See ya.
Yeah. Actually, luckily, I was about to move out, so I was kind of petty. I went in and I took anything that was mine, which was all of the cookware, the microwave, the hooks that hang the shower curtain.
Oh, my God.
I took everything out so she couldn't cook, she couldn't eat, she couldn't shower.
Yeah.
I love it. That's deserved.
Yeah.
I was pretty proud of that one.
You got to be careful if you're talking trash, that you're sending it to the right person. The first thing that comes to my mind when I sent a picture to the wrong person, actually, if I would have done it right, I don't know that I would be in my relationship with Curly.
What?
Okay, so when I...
Is this a butterfly effect?
Kind of, I guess, yeah. Well, so when we met... he got my phone number, and I have said before, like, I was not looking for a relationship, so it was nothing against him, but I was like, ugh, like, I don't have time for a man or games or anything. So he would text me and I'd be like, eh, whatever. He also had my Snapchat, so he was trying to get to know me in as many places as he could. And when we first started Snapchatting, I was answering, but there was one day, like, really early on that he had asked, I think, like, where are you from originally or something? Like, stupid, get to know you stuff. I thought I responded to him, but I actually sent my response to my little brother. So it was just like me saying, oh, I'm from Anamosa or something. I realized a couple hours later, I was like, oh my gosh, I thought I responded to him. Like, I didn't leave him on opened. And then I realized I sent it to my brother. And at that point, I was like, that's so embarrassing. I'm not going to respond now, like hours later.
Taylor.
So I never did. And he still holds that against me to this day. He's like, yeah, you left me unopened. You totally were ignoring me.
So what did he do after you didn't respond?
I don't know. He left it, I think. Unless he snapped me again. See,
he probably was like, I got to try again, but I'll wait 24 hours.
I think at that point, he realized that I am over Snapchat and I was... more so texting me, maybe.
So he tried again. So he texted and he was like, where are you from?
Yeah, he's like, I gotta know. I'm dying to know.
Everybody has sent a text message or even like a picture to somebody you weren't supposed to send to. And we want to hear, what was that? At 319-200-1029.
So 6675 told us on the text line, I made out with a guy one time years ago and it was not very good. So the next day, I went to text my sister and tell her about it, and I accidentally sent the text to him, so I had to play it off like I was just kidding to him. I was mortified, and since then, I double and triple check before I send a text message that's talking crap about anybody. Can you imagine being like, oh my God, you will not believe the slobber monster from last night, and it goes to him, the slobber monster himself?
I bet just she's got him saved as the slobber monster.
I would. I'm deleting Tinder.
We have all dated a slobber monster. I mean, come on now.
I guess maybe, hopefully that improved his skills after that to be less slobbery.
Yeah, but we've never called them the slobber monster to their face.
Well, I'm saying sometimes you have to be like, dude, keep that to yourself. Ew.
When did you send a text message or a picture to the wrong person? Was it the slobber monster?
Was it? Is that you?
Let us know. 319-200-1029. I saw the coolest bumper sticker yesterday while going for a walk around the neighborhood.
Okay, I can appreciate a really good bumper sticker.
Me too. I love when you're just sitting at a stoplight and you're like, oh my God, you're cool.
Oh yeah.
You got the coolest bumper sticker. And it's like you want to honk at them, but you're like, this isn't appropriate. How do I tell you that you got the coolest bumper sticker without getting into my car and without honking at you?
Dude, that's what I'm saying. Because depending on what it says, I can tell if I would be friends with you or not.
Same. Well, this person, if you just know that I live near you and you got the coolest bumper sticker ever.
Okay.
It said, my windows aren't dirty. It's Paisley's nose art. Paisley is a dog, I can tell, because they had like little paw prints. Oh my God, I need this. But I needed to say like Evie on it or Zaw, although Zaw probably is not tall enough to probably do that. But I thought that was the cutest thing ever. My windows aren't dirty. It's Paisley's nose art.
I love it.
What?
Is there a photo of Paisley on the bumper sticker?
No, they didn't have that.
Okay.
They need that.
I do like that, though, because it leaves a little mystery that, you know, if you didn't get to see Paisley. But normally when they're driving around, I'm sure they probably have the dog in there. Mm-hmm. And then you can see the, I guess I'll call it artiste of the it's window stuff. True. I like that. I like the ones that are about pets.
100%. You know what? Speaking of that, and I know you might not like it, because I know a lot of people dog on it. I like the ones with the families.
Oh, my God.
Do you not? I do.
You're millennials showing.
I do. I eat that up. Oh, no, I eat that up. Oh, my God. I like to see that you have, like, six cats at home. When it's like the mom and,
I
like,
know
the den.
What you're talking about.
And then there's, like, a dog and then six cats. And I'm like, oh, my God, I want to be your friend. Stop. Is that really a millennial thing?
We found our difference, yes.
You're going to make fun of this, but you know what? It is time for the grand opening of The Shed. Yeah! You've heard me talking about this for the last... How many weeks? That we bought a shed because we don't got a garage.
Yep.
We need a neighbor man for our house. And he has been spending days, weeks building it.
Well, with no help from you. Well, you admitted it.
Yeah,
so.
No, you're right. You're right. I wasn't helping in at all. But he finally got it done. I came home. I pulled up in the driveway. And it's done. I mean, it's got the doors on. It's got the roof on. The only thing left, Taylor.
Is the ribbon cutting.
No, actually, it still needs to be anchored into the ground.
Oh, so you could wake up tomorrow and it could have gone full Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, let's just hope a derecho don't happen because we would actually not have a shed then.
Yeah.
Or honestly, just probably, I don't know, 30 mile per hour wind. I don't know what wind can make a shed go poof. 40? I don't know.
Okay, well, I hope he gets that done. And then I also hope he gets a large ribbon with a large pair of scissors for you to do an official ribbon cutting.
I would love to do an official grand opening of our shed.
Okay, if I can't be there for it, can I record a speech?
You're doing a speech.
Well, yeah, what do they do with these? Like, hear ye. I'm starting to get confused with what.
I don't know. It's usually a lot of big words.
By
I
the
don't
power invested in me.
Big
and
words
the,
I don't understand. And like
state of Iowa.
We got a grant here and a grant there.
Oh, you got no grants for that shed.
Absolutely none.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on.
With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I want to take you back to a time when life was good and the Disney Channel games existed.
Oh my God, what a great time.
If you know, you know. I had to Google it because I was like, I feel like they didn't last very long. It was a very specific time and it was only two summers, 2006 to 2008. And it was kind of like a Olympics theme where they would take all of the Disney Channel stars from the US and then also internationally and then do like Olympic style yellow team versus red team versus blue team in like challenges and games and stuff. And I don't know why we were so into it as kids, but we totally were.
Because it was, again, our Olympics, but we could understand it.
Yeah, that's true. It was like the kidified, but also more like teeny bopperified, mm-hmm. I would say, because it's also all of your favorite like Disney Channel crushes.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, it seems there was more going on there than we all knew about. They weren't just playing, you know, like field games and stuff. There's been some rumors of Disney Channel games drama and tea. This started with Nick Jonas, of all people, stirring the pot on Jimmy Fallon. He was like, yeah, so Disney Channel games, they're basically like the Olympics with 100 stars from all over the world. But it was really like Love Island on crack. If you've never seen Love Island, it's like trashy reality TV where everybody's kissing everybody and hooking up with everybody. So
not
people
my
were
Disney
like,
Disney Channel scars.
Whoa, that's, I mean, that Disney Channel kids are supposed to be like clean and mm-hmm. kid friendly. So then, now all of the Disney Channel stars are like, yeah, or no, not so much. Cole Sprouse said, a lot of us were like, 12. So how are you going to compare that to a Love Island show? Like, that wasn't me. Speak for yourself. And Jason Earl, who was Jackson Stewart on Hannah Montana,
oh
the
my
brother.
God, I loved him.
He agreed with Cole Sprouse. He's like, maybe that was the case for you, but I was running around sweaty and like just playing games with my friends.
And he would have been older too.
Yeah. So Cole and Dylan Sprouse would have been much younger, on the younger end of the spectrum for the stars at the time. And Jason Earl was like, honestly, like 35 playing a high school kid, which is crazy. So he wasn't really involved in any of that, he says. Emily Osment, also from Hannah Montana, said, I just remember embarrassment and tiny green shorts. Allison Stoner from Camp Rock and other movies said, same thing. Like, that's kind of what I remember. It sounded like some of you guys were way busier than the rest of us. I remember going to the parks after hours and they would let them like ride the rock and roller coaster 6 times without getting off. And then Sabrina Bryan, the blonde girl from Cheetah Girls, the like dancer. What is it? Dorinda in the movies.
I loved her.
Love her. She was also kind of like hinting towards the Nick thing. She's like, you know, if there was like romances that started on sets of Camp Rock or High School Musical, they would really heat up at the Disney Channel games.
Okay, go on.
She's like, I don't remember if Demi and Joe were officially dating, but those were some names she dropped of maybe some cuddling up at the Disney Channel games. So I think it was like, if you were in that age group of like, they probably were all 20s playing high school kids and they were hot and it was the Miley and the Selena and the Jonas Brothers and the Zac Efrons, they probably were the ones that were like the Love Island on crack. The rest of them, I think they were just there for vibes.
Can I say I appreciate Disney for not like going with that? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, like a love triangle weird.
Well, because like any of those like activities, you know, where they're, you know, if they're competing, and then there's obviously the off part where it's like, you know, you've got the moment where you've got Demi Lovato going, well, I didn't do that. I didn't do great here and I should have done better in that activity. Thank you for not, when they're doing an interview with that celebrity, being like, okay, so are you hitting on Joe Jonas or something? Because as a kid, I didn't need to see that.
No.
You know what I'm saying? So thank you, Disney, for not doing that to me.
As an adult,
I want to see it now.
I need names and I need a list.
I want to know who was going with who.
Stat, Disney, call us.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
You all, everybody has got...
Y'all were listening.
No, my brain just completely farted right there. Okay. Let me rewind.
Excuse you.
Sorry. Everybody's got that one moment where you can be just absolutely a jerk, right? Mm-hmm. And for most of us, it's like when you're hangry, right? And it's like, I am not who I am when I'm hangry. And I do apologize for that. But like, seriously, feed me. Otherwise, I will ruin everybody's life.
100%.
There's that for me. There's when I'm stressed. Mm. And you've seen that.
No, it's not nice. I don't like her when she's like that. You want me to be honest?
She's like, it's every freaking day.
Oh my God, it's horrible. You guys don't even know the half of it.
And I'm stuck in the room with her 3 to 7.
Yeah.
The other one, that honestly, if I had to rank them, it's probably stress is number 3. Number 2 is hangry. Number 1, hot and irritable. That one, have you ever seen that one of me?
There have been very few times where we're in here and you are telling me that you're hot. Like, I think I've seen you like maybe once be like, I'm sorry, I just have to put my, I'm going to have a tank top on right now and that's it. Okay. But I don't think you were very irritable.
Well, wait until the moment where I take the shirt off. Because we will get to that point, Taylor. And I don't care what HR says because I am hot and irritable.
Can we put up a privacy screen?
Well, I reached hot and irritable stage last night because here's the dealio. We went for a walk last night around the neighborhood so I can get more familiar with it. And of course, I'm going to get hot from that, right?
Yeah.
We get home and I should have never opened my stupid mouth and told neighbor man about the rules that my dad had to grow up with. The rules were that his mom wouldn't allow the air conditioning to turn on until after Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, my dad never had that rule, but like he didn't have that for us, but that was a rule for him. So neighbor man's like, I think we're going to follow that rule. No, we're not.
That's still a week and a couple days away.
When it's going to be 90 tomorrow? No, we're not.
Yeah.
So I come home last night after we're walking and it's hot in the house. It's probably like 80 degrees.
Mm-mm, no.
And I just got done walking. No. I'm hot and I'm irritable. To the point I'm stripping, Taylor. I'm naked and okay. I'm still hot and irritable. This is where I'm like, I'm mean, I'm nasty, and I don't know what's coming out of my mouth. And good luck, soldier.
Okay.
Mean. I feel like you're getting a taste of it.
Well,
right
I
now.
Am, and luckily she's not naked for it, so I can't even imagine what that was like.
It's time for
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
The question tonight for Let's Get Quizzical is going to help you get better service on the airplane. Here's the thing. You got to play along with the question. No cheating, just have fun. That's the point of it. And then the answer is going to get you a hack. Sweet. The question is, doing this can get you better service on an airplane. What is it?
Have I been doing this already? I don't know.
There's a possibility.
That I've done this?
There's
that I'd
a possibility.
Be doing this? Okay.
Taylor's like, my mind is just rattling.
I don't fly that frequently. I did recently, but that was the first time in a long time, to be honest. So I don't really think about it. I don't know. Now I'm self-conscious. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
Doing this can get you better service on an airplane, which means faster pretzels, faster drinks.
Booze.
So you can forget the whole plane anyways.
Uh-huh.
What is it?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
You know what? They've got a lot of people to get the snacks, the booze, the drinks to. And you're like, I'm just so freaking hungry. And this plane ride is going to be 3 hours long. Can I just get my pretzels?
I can't imagine the things that flight attendants have to deal with.
Because
everybody is at their worst selves when they're on an airplane.
Amen.
Myself included.
I look the ugliest and I'm the meanest.
I'm cranky, I'm hot, my legs hurt, my knees hurt.
There's not enough
my
room.
My hips hurt.
Well, if you want to get those pretzels faster, listen to tonight's trivia question and follow along. Play along on the text line. Doing this can get you better service on an airplane. What is it?
You can still text in your guests to 319-200-1029. So far, 7793 said upgrading to first class. Well, yeah, duh. That's the point, I would hope.
I've never done first class. Have you?
No.
God, that is a dream one time. One time I want to do first class.
See, but I wouldn't even care about the service being like, you're the first ones to get your snacks. I would care more about the leg room.
I just want to look rich.
Oh. Okay.
I just want to look at everybody else come on the plane and be like, yeah. I'm a CEO. Look at me. I want them to think cool things about me.
Yeah.
But really, I'm just like radio DJ. Mm-hmm. Just happened to be that there was an extra opening and they just bumped me up for no reason.
That's fine.
But I want to look real cool.
You want to fool the people.
Yeah, I really do. Yeah. I want them to think I'm a millionaire. Avery said giving a flight attendant gifts. Can you do that? Can they accept gifts?
I don't know.
Here's the thing. Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
You want to know a secret?
What?
I worked at a grocery store.
Yeah.
Fairway.
Yeah.
That we're not allowed to accept. Maybe the rules have changed now, but back in the day, we were not allowed to accept tips.
Mm-hmm.
So like they carry out your groceries, but back then when I was one, we could not accept a tip.
Yup.
What?
No, that's like a couple. Oh. I'm trying to think. You just reminded me of somewhere that, I don't know, there's places like that. I know my boyfriend Curly can't take tips at his job either.
Really?
Yeah, there's just rules about it, and I don't know why.
So that's why I kind of wonder if flight attendants maybe can't take gifts or tips.
I don't know. Has anybody done that? Let us know. 50. I'm going to bring like a little homemade tchotchke or something.
She's
like,
going to make a macaroni art piece.
Exactly. And you know what? They would love it.
And they're going to spit in your water.
Probably. Be like, what am I supposed to do with this? Stupid. 5807 said, telling the stewardess that you're on your honeymoon. Genius.
Is that like telling the restaurant it's your anniversary?
It's, oh, it's your birthday.
To you get free cake.
I don't know. I could see that if you said, oh my gosh, it's our honeymoon, and they bump you up to first class, I could see them doing something like that.
Oh my God,
but then
I'm
do they
that.
Keep a record of that?
Do they?
I don't know. Do they? Because then United's going to be like,
no.
Miss Destiny, this is your fourth honeymoon. We're concerned about your love life.
The only one who I think would be strict enough to do that is Disney. They're very strict about a lot of things.
Yeah, I guess.
I could see Disney being like, come on. Is it really? Are you really?
I mean, you can try it.
Honeymoon now?
Multiple times, but I wonder if they keep note. If they actually like upgrade you or something, are they going to like...
They're like, this is your second honeymoon in a week.
Yeah.
What are you doing
okay,
here?
Okay, Kim K with your 1 week marriages. I don't know. Do they know?
No shade. They joke about it, right?
That was Kardashians.
I wasn't expecting you to say that.
I'm saying if that's what you have to do.
Oh my God.
Pop off.
Tonight's trivia question. Doing this could get you a better service on an airplane. What is it?
Text in your guest 319-200-1029. And the answer's coming up after Lady Gaga.
They're calling you Kim K on the airplane.
They might be. Everybody knows. She had that one really short marriage.
With who?
I don't know. It was so quick. I can't remember who it was. Chris? I don't know. I'll Google it.
The trivia question tonight. Doing this can get you better service on an airplane. What is it?
And the let's get quizzical answer is...
Really hope you got a plane to catch in the next couple days and grab something right in the closet because that can get you a better service on the airplane is wearing red.
I don't understand.
Why?
Because why red?
Well,
red
is
an evil color.
Well, I was kind of thinking it's the nail theory.
What's the red nail theory? I mean, I know. What is it?
It's like attracts
people?
Yes. Yes. The red nail theory is like that men really like red nails.
Yes.
And that like it attracts them or whatever.
Yes. I Googled it because I don't trust you.
Okay.
I Googled it. Why does wearing red get you better service on an airplane?
You don't try nothing that comes out of my mouth.
I mean, that's great. But I got the right answer.
I just doing false stuff over here. Okay.
No, you're kind of on the right track. It's a psychological thing with the red is seen as powerful and an attention grabbing color. Potentially leading flight attendants and other staff to subconsciously perceive passengers wearing red as more important or of higher status.
No, it's also not only is it the red nail theory, it's the red car theory. Vroom, vroom, red cars go fast. Red cars are cool.
They have higher insurance.
Wait, do red cars really have higher insurance?
I'm pretty sure.
Are you serious? Good thing I ain't got no red car because my insurance is high already. And if I did, I'd just be spray painting.
I don't even want to know what your insurance company thinks of you.
Tune in tomorrow night for another evening of Let's Get Quizzical with Destiny and those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
We got to squash the beef. Destiny gaslit me earlier, and I'm like really kind of upset about it.
I don't recall gaslighting you earlier.
You gaslighted me, okay?
Well...
I was in the mood. For some reason, you said something. We do not shut up, by the way. When the mics are off, we still talk. It's never ending. Destiny says something, and it triggered a thought in my mind. Ooh, I want cookies. I want fancy cookies. So I'm looking at all the stores and what their weekly flavors are. I land on Dirty Dough, and I see that they have a cherry truffle cookie this week. Me being the good friend I am, I go, oh my gosh, I'm like 99% sure Destiny has mentioned that Neighbor Man.
Mm-hmm.
Loves those like chocolate covered cherry truffle grandma honestly candies.
Mm-hmm.
I say that to her and she goes, I mean, he likes them. And I'm like, why? You're making it sound like I'm obsessed with your man, and I'm not. Sorry for remembering a fact.
Here's the thing. Why I gave her the tune that
looked at me crazy. You looked at me crazy.
I'm editing our podcast, which drops in T-minus 13 minutes, those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. I'm listening to her, but also I'm on a time crunch, okay? I'm trying to edit the podcast. What I heard was chocolate-covered strawberry. Mm-hmm. That, not chocolate-covered cherry, chocolate-covered strawberry.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yeah, I mean, I guess he kind of likes chocolate strawberry, but he's not obsessed with it. Dude loves cheesecake. Dude loves like anything else, but like I've never really seen the man go out of his way for chocolate covered strawberries. Eventually I understood what you said, mm-hmm. which is the grandma candy that we all know and love.
Yeah.
Around Christmas time, mm-hmm. the chocolate covered cherries. And yeah, you're right.
Well, I just then you hurt my feelings enough that I had to make it clear that I don't care about him.
You're like, I'm not stalking your man. You just need to understand what I'm saying.
You made me feel crazy.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.